serial site contains graphic content that some listeners may find disturbing.
Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Serial Psych. Today's game is Prison Pen Pals.
Oh.
This is a game kind of like Fuck, Marry, Kill, but instead of Fuck, Marry, Kill, we're going to go through three different prisoners, and Daniel has to decide whether he would like to start a friendship with them, start a romantic relationship with them.
Now, these are women, right?
I have women for the first round.
Oh, God.
I know you're straight, but you gotta...
feminine side in there.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay.
So Daniel has to decide whether he would like to start a friendship, start a romantic relationship, or just not write to him in general.
Got
and
it.
He will not know why these people are in prison. It could be first-degree murder, or it could be something as simple as having weed in the car.
You ready? That's life imprisonment right there, bitch.
Oh, yes. It's unfortunate. Are you ready for
Let's do it.
Round one. Fight!
Oh, God. Look at that picture. That's... Are we going to show them the pictures?
Yeah, we can post the pictures on Patreon. Shit. So this lovely young lady
here.
How do you
say that name? Tarini?
I have no idea.
Tarini Brown.
Tarini? I'm going to just go, yeah, Tarini. That's her name. I don't care if I'm getting the pronunciation wrong.
I like those ripped jeans.
Yes, that's her profile picture.
Sex appeal.
Yes. Tarini Brown. She is 30 years of age. Let me read you her prison pen pal profile.
Okay.
This is what she wrote. Hi, my name is Tarini Brown. I'm 30 years young and currently incarcerated at Chowchilla State Prison. I am currently in college. I'm taking courses
to... Where the hell is Chowchilla?
I don't know, some... California.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Makes me hungry. Makes me want some chow.
Oh, it just reminds me of Chinchilla, which is an adorable pet.
Maybe on a conjugal visit.
God. I'm taking courses to get a major in behavior science and business. I love staying busy, writing, and
learning about behavior and being incarcerated.
I guess.
That's a step towards your future and a better mental development.
I love staying busy, writing, and enjoy music, and I love to encourage others and help them get on the right path. I enjoy to laugh and love to listen. I work out daily to keep up my voluptuous figure.
Voluptuous? Voluptuous?
Yes, she spelled it wrong.
Oh.
I must tell you that I'm too a lesbian. This is exactly word for word. I must tell you that I am too a lesbian, but very interested in a personal bond with that special man. Hope to hear from you.
So she bats both Smiley sides face. Of the fence. Okay.
I guess so. So that,
that's number
is
one.
Prisoner number one.
Okay. I'll lock it away in the memory vault.
Okay.
On to the next Tinder applicant.
On to the next one.
Thank you for joining us on today's version of Tinder Prison.
Yes.
Tinder in prison.
The next one, her name is Jessica Contreras. She is 32 years of age, and she is showing some lovely cleavage.
Yeah, them suckers are hanging low. Drop it, drop it low, drop it low, drop it low.
Let me read you Excuse you.
You don't got the ripped jeans, though.
No, it's just a face selfie.
Yeah.
Let me read you her profile. It's lonely in this twilight zone. So, with that said, let's talk, get to know one another. A tad bit about me. I stand tall at 5'0", smiley face.
Stand tall? Oh, okay.
It's a joke.
Smiley face,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm sure that was a joke. 130-pound fit frame. Friends would describe me as sweet but sassy, energetic, passionate, witty, and caring. I spend my time reading nonfiction, writing poetry, drawing, sewing, listening to music, and working out. And I stamp collect. I was to start college this spring, but this pandemic... God, I can't talk.
You're talking about COVID.
Yes. But this pandemic currently has it static. Still and yet, I'm cultivating determination by moving one day at a time, moment by moment.
That's the only way you can live when you're incarcerated, right?
I guess so.
And collects. I wonder if she collected stamps before. I just can't imagine her collecting stamps before incarceration. The sassy part I get.
Who collects stamps if you're under the age of 50?
Yeah.
Remaining ruthless with my time, I know the importance of human relationships. I would love to make friends so I can infect you with some genuine and fun conversation, making a real connection.
I like this profile.
She's funny.
You can't even tell that she's behind bars.
Even if you'd like to know what prison is like, you'll enjoy some exciting insight
and she just
on that
down.
Smiley face.
He was putting a stamp on the book when she wrote that.
You'll get a woman solely devoted to sharing with you. I am not placing limitations with any preconceived expectations. I am very surprised that she spelled preconceived right.
And she's... There's, it sounds like there's no holds bar with this girl. No holds behind bar.
Jeez. I'm very open-minded.
No shit.
But if you're a negative Nancy / Nelson, you must be on the wrong page. Smiley face. With that, I hope you decide to contact me. I look forward to hearing from you.
Now, so far, she seemed, and by her picture and her profile of collecting stamps, she seems to be the less... threatening of the two.
Yep, but just remember, these prisoners could be anything.
I know.
From murder to weed.
Murder, death, kill. All right.
Next contestant, please.
Come on
step
down.
Four.
Oh shit!
Please welcome Taylor Foster, age 29. Her profile reads...
She's gotten a little devious in those eyes.
I think she's pretty.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
Just something behind those eyes. These eyes.
She looks like she's got the same eyes as I do.
Yeah, but there's just something behind them. I mean, behind your eyes is serial killers and murders. Behind her eyes is like she is going to be a serial killer.
We'll see.
Okay.
Her profile reads... I'm 29 and I'm Texas born and raised. Whoop, whoop.
Just like
you. Same girl. I'm a Cancer and a very open-minded person. I grew up in the panhandle. Boo. I'm an only child and blessed with a wonderful family who I put through a lot the last couple years with my bad decisions. Before that, I graduated with a bachelor's degree in 2011. I studied small business. I hope to own a shop of my own design someday. I had a corporate position. Next page. Sorry. And I felt like I was losing my soul, so I got out of my career of 4 years and fully believe in following your passions. I have many different interests / hobbies, including antiques, vintage / old school cars, photography, traveling, refinishing everything from furniture to homes, and mechanics. I'm a very hands-on person who loves to learn a little bit about everything.
Something you probably wouldn't want to type in your dating profile.
Depending on the charge.
I'm a hands-on person. You never know who you're going to attract with that.
The other thing that makes my world complete is music. I sing and can play the piano. I love concerts and really all kinds of music, real oldies to current day hits. I've always had a soft spot for rock and metal, Daniel, but have gained a huge appreciation for rap and R&B.
And she's growing on me. Mm-hmm. It's just those eyes. I can't escape those eyes. It's just almost like there's something mysterious. We'll see.
Well, I guess that's why you're attracted to me.
Yeah.
I'm also a pale blonde girl with blue eyes and piercings.
Yep. But you're not sizzling your family in the skillet in the panhandle.
You don't know what she's convicted of. I'm looking for pen pals to keep me company and see where things go. Please don't be afraid to ask if I left anything out. So.
Okay. It's decision time?
Yes. Remember, contestant number one, Tierney Brown.
I'm going to say I'm steering clear of her.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is the one, I'm not writing to you. No, thank you.
Right.
Jessica Contreras.
Yeah. Let me see. The stamp collection thing. I don't know. It sounds... She just sounds so plain, Jane. Let's say... Here we go. Let's line them up like this. So that person would be the friend. And Jessica? I'm going to give Taylor Foster a chance. Because she has the exact same characteristics as you. Pretty much.
Basically.
But, you know, not incarcerated.
Nope, I've never, ever been to jail.
You know, I've been arrested, though. A soft spot for Texas girls, too.
Well, thanks. So, let's go through from Tierney to Jessica to Taylor, because those are the...
In the same order.
In the same order, because you did not want to talk to Tierney.
Nope.
You want to be friends with Jessica.
Yeah.
And you want that special something with Taylor.
Give me that Texas Taylor.
That's my sister's name.
We're gonna give her a shot.
Okay. So, Tierney Brown. On November 3rd, 2009, Tierney and her ex-girlfriend convinced Ben Merrill to party with them after a night of drinking. The two girls then robbed and shot the man. Tierney was convicted of voluntary manslaughter and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole.
I did good.
You did good on that one.
Lots of tyranny with Tarina. Tyranny Tarina.
That's not her name.
Swipe left.
Okay. Jessica Contreras. Sorry, yeah. I forgot her last name.
Boob girl.
Even though it's literally right in front of me.
We'll call her Boobs.
Boobs. In October of 2014, Jessica Contreras was convicted to 36 years to life in prison.
Jesus.
For the sexual penetration by foreign object, first degree residential robbery, false imprisonment by violence, torture, and assault of a 28-year-old man. Reports say that she, along with a male accomplice, sodomized the victim with a curling iron. Her expected release date...
Was it turned on?
I don't know.
Damn.
That was not in the
report. That's literally somebody burning your ass.
Yes. Yes. Good job. Her expected release date is September of 2036. Okay. And you want to be friends with her.
Well, as long as I don't bend over.
Oh, Jesus Lord. So, Miss Taylor.
I think we're going in the right direction. Because definitely didn't want to be around the first one. Thank God. Whew, chose right. Second one, you know, just got to watch my stance. Now let's go for third.
Taylor was arrested and convicted of possession of a controlled substance. As far as I can tell, she's already been released.
Oh, man, and I did a good job.
Woo-hoo! Clap for Daniel, guys. Clap for Daniel.
Swear I like it. Swear I like it. I'm going to get a t-shirt that says that. Swear I like it.
Swear I like it.
My partner, one of my partners at work, we patent that. There's a guy that says I swear I like it all the time at work. And we just started copying off of him, you know. If you say it back to him in a moment, he can't really take it. He can dish it, but he can't take it. So we thought we would get license plates because he has plates from Kansas. I have plates from Missouri. get Sway I Like It on both license plates, and then park on the left and right side of this can. And just make them nervous.
Nice. You ready for round two?
How many rounds are there?
Two.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
It was very hard finding these. It was easier to do the 911 calls.
But we can save this for the next one. You want to save this round two for the next one?
No. Okay. We're going to round two.
Okay.
Round two.
Where the prizes are really exciting.
First contestant, Wilmer Aguilar. He looks nice, doesn't he?
Yeah. Is that... Oh, that's his prison... Prison, it almost looks like sweatpants. No, yep. Those are kind of... Yeah.
Yep. I think this photo was taken when he had a visitor or something, because you can see there's, like, a person cut out on the right.
Yeah. He's sporting his brand.
Let me read you his profile.
Wilmer. Let's see if I like Wilmer.
Hello there, beautiful.
Wilmer.
Hello there, beautiful.
Ugh.
My name is Wilmer. I'm Hispanic, Spanish, and English. I'm 5'5", 130 pounds. I'm incarcerated.
He's a tiny burrito.
He is. I'm looking for friends to write to in the outside world. I'm real easygoing. I like to read, write. I work out to stay on shape and have a positive attitude to better myself and, God willing, make it back to society and to be productive. I'm real outgoing, real sincere. I don't play no games. Very respectful and honest, pursuing my education. If you want to know more about me, don't be afraid to ask. I will write you back. Thanks for reading my profile. I hope you have a good day, a beautiful one, as you are. Let's be friends and laugh. Life is good.
That seems pretty nice, innocent.
Yeah.
All right. Got it.
Contestant number two.
Number two, come on down.
I got a lot of pictures for this one.
Oh, damn.
These are all pictures from his profile.
Is that a...
Those are drawings.
What's that one on the bottom right? Is that more boobs?
That's a gas mask. Jesus.
Oh.
You thirsty or something?
It's like some, like, dominatrix bra or something.
I never got that.
He drew that? If he's going to be drawing a gas mask next to some power lines, I don't know. Okay, but
He's really good at drawing, as you can tell.
Yeah, you got to hand it to him.
Yeah.
He's an artist.
Jonathan Avila. You ready?
Let's do it.
He looks nice in his pictures.
Yeah.
Quote, "A day without a smile is a day wasted," unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore,
I agree.
Therefore, I choose to be happy. I'm joyful and optimistic. I enjoy making people laugh and smile. I treat others how I like to be treated because I believe in karma. When conversating, I'm a great listener who always enjoys sharing my thoughts and feelings for feedback. I'm not seeking romance nor asking for donations, nor do I mind if you're in a relationship or single. I'm only seeking platonic conversation with someone upbeat and down to earth like myself.
He just wants to be friends.
Yeah, but don't take that.
Yeah.
You have to pick.
I can always want more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Psychology, philosophy, criminology, and nonfiction are my favorite reads. I attend college. I have a current degree in communications. I study law, self-help books, and creative writing. I'm a musician who enjoys all music, but my main outlet is art, creating it through my words and visions with drawing and poetry. Especially admiring the works from the past, Frida, Warhol, Van Gogh. Meditation and yoga are in my daily routine as I believe it brings all the positive out of me and eliminates all the negativity.
Got it.
There's a lot more. He had a really long profile. Learning about different cultures, places, and people will be great, including overseas. I hope to learn new things from you and hoping you can learn from me. While in prison, I've set goals and found purpose to one day help others through social work upon my release, so I'm humbled by those who do, teachers, nurses, etc. Before my arrest, I did graffiti art on my free time, along with skateboarding, landscaping, and also enjoyed animals and nature. I see beauty in everything. My past doesn't define who I am now, nor am I my crime. I'm thankful I came to prison. It has made me a better man. I have worked diligently on my rehabilitation, and I'm finally the best version of me I can be. Despite my circumstances, I feel free, as I know, quote, freedom is a state of mind. I've got hope and faith it'll happen, since it's those two things that keep me going. My hope and faith, it's also what's made me humble. Choosing a pen pal must be tough, spelled T-U-F-F. I hope that making you smile makes your choice easy, smiley face. Since we're living in harsh times, a good friendship can be the distraction we need. I promise no regrets and no drama, only awesome times.
Good times.
There's more I would like to share, but until then, I'll be a mystery.
Okay.
So don't deny yourself a great experience by not writing. I'm here to make you feel comfortable and make your days better. Until then, I'll be waiting on your letter. Take care and thank you for reading.
Like a mental manservant. He's here for you.
Here for you.
Sounds like he's bettering himself, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know about that gas mask, though. Is anything throwing me off?
I think it's cool looking. Yeah,
it is cool.
Yeah.
A little apocalyptic vibe. Contestant number three.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay.
No. Oh.
Jerry Green.
I won't judge. I won't. Okay, Jerry, what do you got for me, bud?
Jerry Green, age 50. His profile reads, firstly, pick is awful. I was sick with COVID-19 when it was taken, but if looks are important to you, please move on.
Damn, at least he's humble about it.
Yeah. He's honest.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jerry, and I have COVID. Poor guy. Why would you want your picture taken when you got COVID?
They don't have a choice.
They just, with the dating picture?
I don't know if he had
submitted. They don't have like a dating wing in the prison ward. Like, come in here to get your Tinder profile.
I've never been, so I don't know.
You got COVID? All right. You're over on the left. you got a gas mask? You're over here on the right.
Okay. I'm a great person with a good heart who pled out to a charge I didn't commit. First time He's in innocent. Prison.
Okay.
I'm a good Christian. Looking for guys for friendship and maybe more. I prefer men my age or older.
Oh, so he's homosexual.
Yes, but will answer all. I am loyal, trustworthy, honest, respectful, funny, and drama-free. Please be the same. I am heart disabled. I enjoy being outside when possible, mowing, tending flowers/gardening, reading, or just driving around.
He's a botanist.
But I'm mostly an indoor cat these days. Enjoy watching TV, surfing the net, doing hobby crafts, photography, and playing games or cards on my phone.
So he's a fluffy botanist cat with COVID.
Your looks are unimportant to me, but your heart, principles, and morals are. I am not looking for money, and neither should you be. Your age, race, sexual orientation is not important. Disabled people are welcome too. Please write me and let's get to know each other. What do we have to lose? Tyler Robinson.
He sure is a humble guy. Gotta hand it to him.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy long walks in the yard while soaking up the beautiful sunsets.
In the yard?
Shining through barbed wire and chain links.
What? Long walks in the yard. Like at the prison yard?
Yes.
Okay. long
Are you
walks.
Listening?
Well, he was going on about mowing and stuff. I was thinking he was mowing the prison grass, you know.
Let me read this again, because I really like this sentence. I enjoy long walks on the yard while soaking up beautiful sunsets shining through barbed wire and chain links. LOL.
Got a vivid imagination with this with his new home.
I'm fun, exciting, and upbeat. I'm about halfway done with a 3-year bid, and I look forward to meeting people and making friends from all walks of life all over the world. Write me. YOLO.
Hmm. Well, and now it's decision time.
It's decision time.
Okay, y'all. Send me your vibes. Send me your vibes. I need help here. I like Jerry because he's humble.
Okay.
And
so we have Wilmer, Jonathan, or Jerry.
We got the cat with COVID, we got the gas mask character, and then we got the Mr. Plain Jane skinny guy. Okay.
Yes.
Wow, these are tough. Well, he said he had a 3-year sentence, Humble Jerry. So it couldn't have been too bad, whatever he did. And he just seems like such a humble... I would want him as a friend. I'm going to have Jerry as a friend. So okay. Jerry is my friend. Gas mask guy really sounds like he's working on himself. He has the most sex appeal.
Okay. And so Wilmer...
But the first guy, you know, I hate to... Because he just sounds... I don't know. He's a little mysterious. So we're going to make him the threat. The first guy is the threat.
Okay.
Second guy is the... sex appeal, and Jerry's the friend.
Okay.
Let's go in that order.
We'll start with... No, we're going to do the romance at the end.
Okay.
We're going to do Wilmer, then Jerry, then Jonathan.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Wilmer's the first cat.
Yes.
This is the skinny guy, y'all, that I want nothing to do with.
Yes. On the morning of October 24th, 2008, Aguilar... Wilmer... I think, I don't remember his name.
Aguilar, yeah.
Broke into Hyun Win's car. When Win arrived at his car, Aguilar got out of the car, grabbed Win, threatened him with a hammer, and took Win's wallet and keys. Aguilar then went about 3 blocks to a condominium complex and broke into the home of Radil and Caridad Razon, where he engaged in a lengthy robbery, false imprisonment, and kidnapping.
Damn. I'm glad I steered clear of that dude, huh?
He is currently serving a life sentence.
Woo! That sounds like a plus to me. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Now on to Jerry.
All right, Jerry. I gave you a shot, bud. What'd you do?
In 2017, Jerry Green pled guilty to 1 count of child pornography on his computer.
Jerry. Fucking freak.
Which the police did find child pornography on his computer. Yeah. So when he says he pled guilty to a crime he didn't commit.
I saw a lot of that shit on jury duty. Ugh.
Yep. Ugh. His expected release date is July 30th, 2022.
I'll talk to you every once in a while, Jerry, but you're... I don't know if I'm going to call your friend. Ugh, God. I'll pray for you, bud. I'll pray for you. Stay humble, bro. Stay humble.
All right. You ready for your romantic interest, all right, Jonathan?
See how I did.
Okay. In September of 2007, Jonathan and his brother Jose drove up to 6 teenagers who were leaving a party. Before exiting the car, Jonathan yelled, "Compton Barrio Tortilla Flats, and this is our neighborhood." That's a gang.
Got it. He's a gang guy.
Jonathan then exited the car and punched one of the teenagers, causing a gruesome fight in which Jonathan and Jose repeatedly stabbed the teenagers.
Oh, damn.
Jose, the brother, then got back into his car.
I can't win on any of these cans. They're... Go ahead.
I wanted to get your hopes up on this one.
I couldn't win on any... Shit.
Jose then got back into his car.
At least
car.
Jerry's just keeping it on the computer.
Jesus.
It's disgusting, but it's... Ugh. Go ahead.
Jose then got back into his car and attempted to run over the teenagers.
Oh.
One teenager, Manuel Pascal, died of his injuries, while the other teenagers survived, but of course with horrible injuries.
He's an asshole gang member murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Daniel.
Jonathan was sentenced to life in prison.
Well, I hope you all are proud of me. I did better on the first round. Yes, I was actually about to say, hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing better than the 911 calls. But this last little contest here, I didn't do too well. Damn. But I don't, how could you, yeah. I mean, Jerry was the best one out of all of them because it's just, because he kept it digital.
Yep, and there was only one count.
Shit.
Just one.
Well, we hope you enjoyed Prison Pen Pals, everybody.
Oh, I sure enjoyed it.
Jordan did a lot of work on this episode, so.
I went through so many profiles trying to get the most innocent-looking ones who did the most horrible crimes to the most guilty-looking ones who did the most innocent crimes. It took a long time.
You can't always judge by the appearance. You have to keep an open mind. So we hope you enjoyed this show. Bonus show. Thank you to our Patreon subscribers.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. And Dad.
We appreciate you.
Have a blessed day.